I'm Dan Persons, and welcome to a special edition of the Hour of the Wolf movie review. The actual show is being preempted this week over at WBAI, but we can still get together and look over some stuff, can't we? Sure we can. Like maybe something that came out on home video not quite a year ago, an Asian horror ghost story. You know, all them spirits with issues to work out and shambling spectral women with their hair covering their faces and lots of creepy weird stuff without a lot of explanation for why it's going on. But let's mix it up a bit. Let's set this at a military training base in Singapore. Yep, Singapore horror. I didn't even know Singapore had a film industry, but there you go. The film is called 2359, as in soldier speak for just before midnight, which is not a bad metaphor for the kind of ethereal chills director Gilbert Chan indulges in here. The focus is on one barracks and the group of young soldiers in training there. It's your typical mix. There's the aggressive jerk, the delicate misfit, the sympathetic guy, and the obese comic relief. But that's where things break away. The bully, contrary to cliché, is the one who believes in vengeful spirits, while the sympathetic guy, having become estranged from his father after having been used to run a fake medium scam, has no patience for ghost stories. Their sergeant, meanwhile, the one you'd presume to be the voice of reason, is the one giving his men talismans to carry with them while on training marches, and when one man dies under mysterious circumstances during a march, and it appears his dead soul has entered the body of the superstitious jerk, it's the sergeant who defies the orders of his superior to bring in the Asian equivalent of an exorcist. By the way, this isn't an exorcism story. That's just one element of a film that incorporates suicidal soldiers, forest-dwelling spirits, and numerous flashbacks to fill in the details of various myths and legends, including the local legend of a medium whose deformed child may be the cause for all this paranormal evil. In the tradition of J-horror, the Japanese version of Asian horror, the film is overstuffed with what seems to be weird stuff for weird stuff's sake. Not all that happens makes sense within the greater context of the story. For instance, that whole possession bit just ends, apparently because nobody could think of anything else to do with it, and the flashbacks, instead of being more fully sculpted mini-narratives, tend to take the form of this happened, and then this happened, and then this spooky thing happened. It actually works better when you consider the film as a whole, but seems a little blunt in the moment. But the film has genuine strengths that raise it above the Asian horror baseline. Part of that is contextual, setting the story on a military base and enacting it with a largely male cast certainly breaks it out of the norm. Country of origin also has an effect. The base is located on a small or smallish island in 1983. I'm not sure if that date is relevant, but the relations between the military and the locals seem to play into the tale. Interestingly, the dialogue is a combination of Mandarin and English, whether that's a remnant of the nation's former status as a British settlement, or some sort of result of the military's close association with the Israeli military. Israel has been a key supplier of equipment to Singapore. I don't know, but it does make for a humorous moment when the sergeant grouses about his commander being a Caucasian wannabe. Above and beyond the uniqueness of the stage, though, director Chan has managed to create an atmospheric and surprisingly poignant tale. Not a lot of gore to it, makeup effects don't always sell, and Chan's attempt to navigate the jerk into a more sympathetic role isn't completely credible, but the story is creepy and compelling. It does turn out that all or most of the weirdness can be justified, and the resolution and the repercussions thereof are moving in ways that separate this film from the Asian horror norm. 2359 does have the stuff that fans of Asian horror look for, but blazes its own engaging and quite satisfying trail. And it's available on DVD or over at Amazon Instant Video, so it's easy and relatively cheap to check out. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we're now archiving these reviews over at CineFantastique Online, so you can catch up with what you missed by going to CFQ Online. .com.